down there of protests just yesterday at Detroit Metro Airport.
Thousands demonstrating against President Trump's ban on immigrants from 7 majority Muslim countries.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Protests not just at Detroit Metro, but also in Dearborn, Hamtramck, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor.
As Michigan is uniquely affected by this executive order.
Southeast Michigan is home to a huge Middle Eastern population.
One of the largest in the country.
As well as major universities.
This, for our political leaders, is a time that calls for bold reticence.
We are seeing a somewhat reservedness from many Michigan Republicans, including Governor Rick Snyder.
Snyder has had an interesting relationship with the issue of immigration and refugee resettlements.
Calling himself once the most pro-immigration governor in the country. It was just a little more than a year ago that Snyder asked the Obama administration to increase the number of Syrian refugees resettled in Michigan.
But that was before he then famously called for a pause in refugee resettlements following terrorist attacks overseas.
So here we are. President Trump has signed a pause. So is this what Rick Snyder wanted?
When asked, his office released this statement over the weekend, and I quote, "Governor Snyder believes that legal immigration has helped build a strong and diverse talent base and culture in Michigan. We will work with the Trump administration on the best way forward to keep Michigan a welcoming place while ensuring the safety of all residents."
What does that mean? Does the governor support Trump's executive orders? Snyder did, after all, call for a pause.
But he's also said Michigan needs immigrants. In fact, last week he said it's an element of his plans to make Michigan a state of more than 10 million people again.
I'm going to continue to promote Michigan as a welcoming place for immigrants. In particular, that's something that's important that ties right into my theme of growing Michigan in terms of our population.
Refugee resettlements in Michigan, including people with advanced educations who've been displaced by war in their home countries.
That was once part of his plan to repopulate Michigan's urban centers with immigrants and refugees with bright minds and entrepreneurial spirit. Is it still?
And what do the ideas advanced by Donald Trump's administration portend for Snyder's plans?
All of this is not happening in a vacuum. Rick Snyder is in the final 2 years of his term with ambitious plans for urban renewal, infrastructure, education, and immigration. All of these will be affected by decisions made by a still unpredictable Trump administration.
And the wrong word can set a lot of those plans awry.
It's one of the great challenges of political leadership. Leaders have to know what they want to say. They have to know the right time to say it, and they have to know how to say it.
Hey, what you trying to say?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.